Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Numbers Rule Your World by Kaiser Fung. This enlightening book serves as a primer on the power and utility of statistical reasoning, offering readers insights into how concrete statistical information can dramatically enhance understanding and decision-making in various facets of life. Through exploring the five fundamental principles of statistics, Fung empowers readers to apply these concepts to better navigate the world around them. Author Kaiser Fung, a seasoned statistician and acclaimed author of Number Sense, How to Use Big Data to Your Advantage, draws from his rich educational background in engineering and statistics from Princeton University and the University of Cambridge, coupled with his business acumen from Harvard Business School. Fung is also the creator of the popular blogs Junk Charts and Big Data Plainly Spoken, where he simplifies complex data stories for his audience. Numbers Rule Your World is an essential read for anyone with an interest in statistics and their practical application in everyday scenarios. Whether you're a statistic enthusiast, keen to deepen your understanding, or someone eager to leverage statistical thinking for personal or professional advancement, this book promises to provide valuable insights that can transform your approach to problem-solving and decision-making. Join us as we unravel how numbers govern our world more profoundly than we ever imagined. Numbers Rule Your World. The Hidden Influence of Probability and Statistics on Everything You Do. Introduction: Unlocking the Hidden Power of Statistics in Our Daily Lives. Imagine a force so pervasive in our daily lives, but often invisible to the naked eye. This force isn't mystical, nor is it a chemical reaction. It's the complex world of statistics. It shapes decisions in myriad aspects of our lives, from the mundane choices about our daily commutes to the crucial decisions that impact public health and safety. Despite its significance, statistics rarely command our full attention or appreciation. It's high time we delve into understanding this powerful tool that, when harnessed correctly, can profoundly enhance our understanding of the world and improve our decision-making processes. Through an exploration of the principles central to statistical thinking, this narrative shines a light on the often overlooked power of statistics. It provides vivid examples and insights into how becoming statistically literate can not only demystify the numbers, but also empower us to make informed, sound decisions based on data. Among the intriguing revelations you'll discover include strategies to dodge the notoriously long lines at Disney World. You'll delve into how statisticians are at the forefront of combating the spread of dangerous bacteria like E. coli, showcasing the vital role statistics play in public health initiatives. Moreover, the analysis brings an unusual comparison into view: how the statistical probabilities of dying in a plane crash align with the odds of hitting the jackpot in a lottery. By unearthing these fascinating applications of statistical principles, the narrative invites you on a journey to appreciate the silent numerical forces that influence every facet of our existence. From enhancing personal decisions to advancing global needs, the mastery of statistical thinking opens up a world of possibilities, inviting us to see beneath the surface of numbers and harness their power for a better understanding of the universe around us. Part 1. Why More Roller Coasters Won't Shorten Your Wait. A statistical insight. Imagine you're at your favorite amusement park, standing in a seemingly endless queue under the blazing sun for the latest roller coaster. It's easy to think, if only they'd build a couple more rides, we'd all wait less. However, statisticians have a counterintuitive insight that might burst this bubble of thought. Using the legendary queues at Disney World as a prime example, they illustrate a fundamental principle. It's not about the average number of guests, but the variability in their arrival that really stretches out the lines. Here's the deal. Lines burgeon and become daunting, not when the number of visitors is consistently high, but when guests arrive in unpredictable waves. This is because even if Disney World could forecast peak days and build sufficient capacity to handle an average number of visitors, they'd still face the issue of irregular arrival times. Since rides have a fixed capacity, variability in guest arrival times leads to inevitable queues. Thus, tackling the average demand won't eliminate those pesky waiting lines. Disney World's ingenious response to this statistical dilemma is the introduction of the FastPass system. This innovation doesn't cut down the wait time per se, but cleverly disperses guests by allocating specific times for them to enjoy their favorite rides, thus reducing arrival variability. Though the actual time spent in queues may remain the same, guests benefit from the opportunity to explore the park instead of standing in line, significantly enhancing overall satisfaction. The lesson from amusement parks extends far beyond their confines, finding parallels in everyday scenarios like highway traffic. Traffic jams, much like theme park lines, are not merely the result of heavy, but rather unpredictable traffic flow. The Minnesota Department of Transportation employs a strategy known as ramp metering to address this. By controlling the entry rate of cars onto the highway with traffic signals, they manage to even out car volumes, mitigating congestion. Through these examples, statisticians underscore a fundamental truth. In planning for people, whether for fun or commute, it's the ebbs and flows, the unpredictable surges in demand, that matter more than just the average numbers. This insight not only challenges our intuition, but also invites us to think differently about solutions to everyday problems, showing that sometimes the answers lie not in expanding capacity, but in smoothing out the variability. Part 2, Unlocking the Mysteries of Cause and Effect Through Statistics. In the intricate dance of numbers that is statistics, understanding the difference between causation and correlation is pivotal, acting as a beacon for interpreting the world around us. Two distinct realms where these statistical concepts play crucial roles include the investigation of disease outbreaks by epidemiologists and the assessment of financial reliability by credit modelers. These examples provide a clear window into how statistical analysis translates into impactful real-world applications. Epidemiologists, the detectives of the disease world, employ statistical tools to uncover the origins of health crises. Consider a real scenario from September 2007, when a menacing outbreak of E. coli, a potentially deadly bacteria, struck several individuals across the United States. The task at hand was not only to treat the affected individuals, but more importantly, to halt the spread of the disease by identifying its source. By conducting detailed interviews with afflicted individuals in Oregon and analyzing their dietary habits, epidemiologists homed in on a common denominator, bagged spinach. This discovery was bolstered by statistics showing that the probability of all these individuals independently consuming spinach, a product only one in five Oregonians ate weekly, was extremely low, thereby establishing a causal link between the consumption of bagged spinach and the E. coli outbreak. On a different but equally revealing front, credit modelers harness the power of correlation to predict financial behavior, helping banking institutions and insurers gauge a person's credit worthiness. In the absence of face-to-face interviews, massive data troves detailing an individual's loan history serve as a proxy, revealing patterns of financial responsibility, or lack thereof. For instance, a model might uncover that individuals working in a certain sector exhibit a higher likelihood of loan default. This correlation does not necessarily imply causation, but serves as a critical indicator for assessors to make informed decisions about granting loans or credit. These vignettes illustrate the dual forces of causation and correlation at play within the realm of statistics, elucidating cause and effect relationships and patterns that may not imply causation yet provide invaluable insights. Whether it's tracking the source of a dangerous bacteria or evaluating a loan application, statistics bridge the gap between raw data and actionable intelligence, guiding decisions that affect public health, financial stability, and much more. Through careful analysis and interpretation of statistical evidence, Professionals in these fields navigate the complexities of their respective domains, wielding numbers not just as abstract concepts, but as tools for understanding and improving the world. Part 3: Ensuring Fairness Through the Lens of Statistics. In the realm of statistics, recognizing and accounting for differences between groups is far from an exercise in data manipulation. It's a cornerstone of equitable decision-making. Whether we're distinguishing between generations, levels of education, or any myriad demographic variables, understanding these variations is key to applying statistics in ways that promote fairness and equality. Take the world of academic testing, where the stakes of fairness are particularly high. Statisticians play a crucial role in ensuring that standardized exams like the SAT don't inherently disadvantage any particular social demographic. This is achieved by meticulously analyzing test questions for any bias that might skew in favor of one group over another. For instance, if a question is consistently answered correctly by one demographic but not another, it could indicate an inherent unfairness. However, determining bias is not as straightforward as it might seem. The process requires a nuanced consideration of group differences. For instance, if one demographic predominantly consists of high performers and another of lower performers, simply comparing the overall scores between these groups wouldn't paint an accurate picture of a question's fairness. Instead, statisticians delve deeper, juxtaposing the performances of similarly ranked students across different demographics to identify any truly biased questions. This principle of accounting for group differences extends beyond academia into sectors like insurance, where fairness is equally imperative. Insurance, at its core, is a system based on pooling risk. While it might seem equitable for all policyholders to pay the same premium, doing so without acknowledging group differences in risk exposure would actually perpetuate inequality. For example, lumping together homeowners who live inland with those along a coastline, despite the vastly different risks of natural disasters they face, would be manifestly unfair. By analyzing the statistical likelihood of certain events impacting specific geographic locations, insurers can adjust premiums according to the real level of risk, ensuring a fairer distribution of insurance costs. Through these examples, it becomes clear that recognizing and precisely analyzing group differences serves as a crucial mechanism for achieving fairness. Whether in educational testing or insurance premiums, the informed application of statistical analysis enables us to discern true equity from superficial equality, ensuring that decisions are based on a nuanced understanding of reality rather than a one-size-fits-all approach. In essence, statistics offer a powerful tool for navigating the complex terrain of human differences, turning raw data into actionable insights that foster a more just and equitable society. Part 4: The Balancing Act. Navigating the trade-offs in statistical decision-making. In a world awash with data and scientific advancements, it might appear that separating fact from fiction has become a straightforward task. Whether it's unmasking steroid use in sports through drug tests or revealing hidden truths via polygraph examinations, our arsenal for uncovering the truth seems more powerful than ever. Yet, the reality is that these methodologies are far from infallible. At the heart of the challenge lies an intricate trade-off between two types of errors, the false positive and the false negative. Consider the realm of sports, where drug testing is a critical tool in maintaining the integrity of competition. Despite the best efforts of regulatory bodies, two problematic scenarios can, and often do, arise. A false positive error leads to an athlete who is clean being wrongfully accused of drug use, while a false negative sees a guilty athlete slip through the net, undetected and unpunished. This predicament places drug testers in a tough position, leaning too heavily on avoiding false positives to protect the reputation and credibility of their testing process, ironically opens the door for more cheaters to evade detection. Suppose that in an athletic community, it's known that approximately 10% of competitors use performance-enhancing drugs. employing testing methods calibrated to extremely high standards of evidence to minimize the risk of false accusations means that a significant proportion of actual drug users go undetected. Statistically, if only 1% of athletes test positive in this scenario, it implies that a vast majority of drug users are not being caught, rendering the testing regime less effective than it might seem. The lie detector test, used in criminal investigations, faces a similar dichotomy. Polygraphs, by measuring physiological responses during questioning, aim to flag deceptive answers. Here, the emphasis often swings towards avoiding false negatives, the scenario where a deceptive person is mistakenly cleared. However, just like in drug testing, tilting the scale too far in one direction results in an increase in false positives, where innocent individuals are wrongfully implicated. This inherent trade-off underscores a critical challenge in decision-making processes that rely on statistical tools. It highlights that, in efforts to discern truth from falsehood, we must navigate a delicate balance. Too much weight on avoiding one type of error inevitably increases the likelihood of the other, forcing authorities and policymakers to constantly evaluate and adjust their methodologies. Understanding and accepting the presence of these trade-offs is crucial in responsibly applying scientific and statistical techniques, ensuring that the quest for truth is both rigorous and fair. Part 5. Seeing beyond the obvious, the power of statistical skepticism. Statistics, far from being just a collection of numbers and data points, equips us with a powerful lens to scrutinize the world in ways that go beyond intuitive judgments. It empowers us to dismantle irrational fears, debunk myths, and even unravel the mechanisms behind criminal activities, essentially teaching us the art of skepticism in the face of apparent patterns. Take the haunting tale of the Egyptair jetliner that met a tragic end over the Atlantic Ocean near Nantucket Island in October 1999. This disaster wasn't isolated. Between 1996 and 1999, the same waters claimed three other jets. For many, this series of unfortunate events was too compelling to dismiss as mere coincidence. The conclusion seemed obvious. There must be something inherently dangerous about this specific region. Yet, when statisticians examined the situation, they brought a broader perspective. They juxtaposed the four catastrophic crashes against the backdrop of millions of flights that had traversed the area without incident within the same time frame. Through this lens, the perceived pattern of disaster began to dissolve. Statisticians reminded us that, as humans, we're quick to spot patterns but often lack the context to evaluate their statistical significance. In reality, the likelihood of dying in a plane crash is astoundingly slim, approximately matching the odds of striking it rich in the lottery, 1 in 10 million. The tale of the Ontario Provincial Lottery further underscores the invaluable role of statistical skepticism. Between 1999 and 2005, a disproportionate number of major lottery winnings, prizes over $50,000 Canadian, were claimed by store owners who sold the tickets, a statistical anomaly that raised eyebrows. Intuition might suggest that luck was unusually favorable to these store owners. However, detailed statistical analysis revealed a jarring discrepancy. While about 57 store owners might have won given fair conditions, the actual number was a staggering 200. This statistical anomaly served as a clarion call, leading to an investigation that unveiled a disturbing pattern of fraud among some winning store owners who falsely claimed the winnings of others. These examples illustrate the transformative power of statistical thinking. It challenges us to question the veracity of patterns that seem obvious or unusual at first glance. By doing so, statistics not only sharpens our critical thinking skills, but also serves as a formidable tool in our quest for truth. Through meticulous analysis and questioning of patterns, statistics provides clarity in a world brimming with complexity and uncertainty, reaffirming the age-old adage, "Not everything is as it appears." Final summary. At the heart of this book lies a profound exploration of the often misunderstood realm of statistics, distilled into five fundamental principles. These guiding insights illuminate the path statisticians take to extract meaning from the sea of data that envelops us. They teach us the value of looking beyond the average to find deeper variations, the clarity that comes with distinguishing causation from correlation, and the importance of accounting for group differences to ensure fairness. This narrative also underscores the inevitable trade-off statisticians grapple with, where striving to mitigate one type of error inadvertently magnifies another. Moreover, it celebrates the power of statistical thinking as a tool for questioning both the patterns that seem glaringly apparent and those that defy our expectations. By delving into these principles, this book not only demystifies statistics, but also showcases its indispensability in making informed decisions, crafting equitable policies, and unveiling truths hidden beneath layers of complexity. As we journey through life's myriad challenges, statistics emerges not merely as a mathematical tool, but as a beacon guiding us towards deeper understanding and wiser choices. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.